What about the issue of management of the premenopausal patient who becomes menopausal while she's on Tamoxifen? Maybe she got chemo, maybe she didn't get chemo, but she becomes menopausal. Do you then switch her to an AI?
Well, I think that's a very risky thing to do. We actually were doing this based on the data in postmenopausal women, and it seemed axiomatic to do the same. And we discovered, and we published this, that some of our women, probably around 25, maybe 30% of them, were actually beginning to switch on ovarian function again while they were on an aromatase inhibitor. Most of the time, they began to menstruate, so you could spot it. But in fact, when we looked at it more closely, some of them had not begun to menstruate, but their estradiol levels were a lot higher than would be required for aromatase inhibitors to be effective. So I think it's a very risky thing to do, to use an aromatase inhibitor on its own in a younger woman who's made menopausal by chemotherapy. In fact, to go further than that, it may be risky even in women who've developed spontaneous menopause. To give you our most extreme example so far, a 53-year-old lady who had been amenorrheic for 5 years started to menstruate again when we put her on within 3 months of going on to an aromatase inhibitor. So it's not just your 45-year-olds, it's women over the age of 52. I think you have to be very cautious in that age group.
Interesting.